It was a cave at the back of the waterfall, completely hidden from view. Stepping from beneath the falls onto a raised ledge, Sunflash followed Faldrig around a slight bend, and there they were, in a dry, rush-strewn cavern. Ruddle had already put flint to tinder and set a small fire.
"Welcome in, messmate,"
he said.
"It ain't much, but 'tis home for two and some stream dogs such as us."
Sunflash dried himself by shaking off and rubbing vigorously with aromatic dried grass. Ruddle produced beakers and a big gourd jug full of penny cloud and rosehip squash. Faldrig busied himself chopping leeks and white turnips into a cauldron, eyeing Sunflash's hornbeam limb as he did.
"That's a mighty big head bonker, matey. Did you make it?"
Sunflash hefted the weapon fondly.
"Aye, it's my mace,"
he said. The irrepressible Otter pointed to a bundle of thick red roots.
"Mace, eh? Well, if you don't fancy smacking old Ruddle in the chops to improve his looks, perhaps you'd like to pound up those hot roots for the soup."
Using the head of his mace, the badger pulped the roots to shreds. Faldrig tossed them into the cauldron, along with some dried water shrimp, young nettles, mushrooms and carrots. They sat round the fire until the soup was ready. Then Ruddle served it, steaming hot with chunks of barley bread. The taste was delicious, though the spiciness almost took the badger's breath away. Hurriedly, he poured a beaker full of squash down his burning throat.
"Phew! I feel as though I'm on fire. What soup is that?"
Faldrig began singing.
"When I was just a little beast, I was so small and weak. I'd often fall flat on me tail and I could hardly speak. I scarce could totter round the floor, me whiskers used to droop, till Grandma made a great big pot of good old hot root soup. And now I'm brisker than a bee, more fitter than a mole. Most every day your Grandma say, give him another bowl. I live a thousand seasons, grow strong as any tree. Give me a spoon and fetch it soon, good hot root soup for me.
As the evening wore on, Sunflash began to enjoy the tangy dish. In fact, he ate more than either of his two friends. They sang and recited, ate and drank, until all three fell asleep where they sat, around the glowing embers, with the soothing sounds of the falls in the background.